Hi, this is Ruth, the Power Play Lady of the Power Play Reconnect Experience, and this is Let's Play, the podcast of the Power Play Reconnect Experience. I'm sitting outside, so you will probably hear birds and maybe a few people talking and maybe some wind, hopefully not too much. There's a light wind blowing, but it is an absolutely spectacular April day. Just beautiful. And as I'm sitting outside, I want to talk to you about where we all are. And it's not a bad thing. The world has come to a stop. Sort of like when we have a really bad snowstorm and everything shuts down, nothing can move, except for a few isolated people. It's awesome. The world has come to a stop, and I'm finding it absolutely delicious. What I love about it is that I am forced to stop. I'm no longer a human doing. I am a human being. I just have to be. That's what I need to do right now, just be. I don't have to run around. I don't have to go here and there and worry about where do I have to be and You know, we spend so much of our time outside of ourselves. And what I'm loving right now is that the silence, the quiet, the stopping, the lack of motion is actually becoming a blessing. As difficult as this situation is, in a way, it's a blessing. And I am finding that there is a spiritual aspect to it. And for me, it is that stopping. And because I'm stopping, I have to pay attention to my own thoughts, my own feelings. And I even have the time to do some deep self-examination. This quiet, this stillness allows us to go inside ourselves and find the truth of who we are if we choose to use this time as such. If we have the opportunity to go out for a walk rather than worry about everything, can we take in the beauty of our surroundings? Or the fact that at least we're able to get out and walk. If we're inside, can we look out and say, ah, it's a beautiful day, even if it's raining? Because at least if it's raining, we know that the world is still turning according to the way it's supposed to turn. The biggest thing for me right now is to recognize all the chaos, recognize the traumatic place that we are all in, that all human beings are in right now. Recognize that trauma. Recognize the chaos, but not allow myself to be drawn into it. I limit the amount of television I watch. I limit the amount of information I allow to come in. And instead, I'm spending a lot of time writing, catching up on my reading, calling people I haven't spoken to since forever because I've been too busy running. And now I get to stop. Just stop. I get to really notice the fact that spring is here and everything is budding and how lovely everything is, how in the midst of all the chaos that man has created, God's earth continues to do exactly what God intended it to do. I noticed the other day, I may have mentioned this on my last podcast, that I noticed a bird getting his worms. Yep, getting his worms just as nice as he could be, totally oblivious to all the other foolishness that's going on around us. Human beings are the only ones who are caught up in this at this time. The animals, the rest of nature is going on about its business, all according to plan, all according to order, all according to the laws that govern it. Only human beings ignore the laws that govern our existence. We can't find peace because we're looking for peace instead of learning to be peace. We're always looking for something to do instead of making ourselves available just to be. To be. That's a huge order. We're always looking for love instead of learning to be love. We're always looking for happiness instead of learning how to be happy. And all of that is inside of us. We just have to tap into it. Many times people think that I'm talking about their inner child. It's beyond our inner child. It's what our inner child is leading us to. And many of us, when we follow our inner child, we decide that I don't want to go now. I'm not ready for that. Life is a journey. And unfortunately, so many of us get cut off from the real journey early in our childhood. That is why the Christ said, it's better for someone who harms a child to have a lodestone wrapped around his neck and be drowned. Why? Because when we harm a child, we cut them off from even wanting to know the real purpose of why they are here to be. They become frightened, they become alienated, they shut down. That's a terrible price for just being born and born innocent. But we can recover that place. It's what the inner child is leading you to. Are you ready to go? Are you willing to go? Are you really willing to know the source of all the beauty and good things that are in this world? You may have a different definition, a different name, but there can only be one source. So today, it's like, oh, thank you for this opportunity to stop. Just stop. And consider this a blessing. And find the time to go inside and connect with that source who is always calling. That's all I have for today. It's just my thoughts. I hope they benefit someone. I wish you all well. Please take care of yourselves. Be well. Stay well, and take care of yourselves spiritually. Because even though this looks like a chaotic and horrible time, it is really a highly and deeply spiritual time. So until next time, this is Ruth, the Power Play Lady of the Power Play Reconnect Experience. Bye-bye.